On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was June 5th, 1931, 18th day of the impeachment trial of former state treasurer Larry Brunk. This was a Friday. Several witnesses were called. Keep in mind, House managers rested their case the previous week and decided the respondent, as he was referred to in the Missouri Senate Journal, was not guilty on 9 counts. The Senate was now taking testimony. A motion was made to adjourn court until Monday morning at 9, but this was replaced by a substitute motion to recess court until 2 p.m. The motion was defeated, and court adjourned until 1 p.m. the following Monday. It is also worth noting actual testimony was not included in the Senate Journal, which kept it brief during this trial. Also of note, there were times when the Senate would act as the Senate during this trial, meaning they would revert to regular business now and again, as needed. The trial would end on June 12th with the impeachment court finding Brunk not guilty on all 9 articles of impeachment, just as the House managers in the trial had. Brunk had been accused of using his office to receive money from a bank he had run before having been elected state treasurer. He would serve the remainder of his term and then move into the private sector. June 5th, 1931, the date marking the 18th day of the impeachment trial of former state treasurer Larry Brunk, also the 109th day of the regular session of the 56th General Assembly, on this date in Missouri Senate history.